WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Ever feel like you're just running on autopilot? Like your emotions are a roller coaster you can't control? I get it, man. Life throws curveballs, stress piles up. And sometimes it feels like our feelings are hijacking the whole show. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a tool that can help you navigate these emotional storms with grace and strength? It's called journaling. Yep, just putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, can be your ticket to unlocking deeper self-awareness and emotional growth. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "That's so hippy-dippy," hear me out. Journaling isn't about flowery prose or unleashing your inner poet. It's about creating a safe space for yourself to process thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like having an honest conversation with your best friend, but the catch is, you're both in on the secret. You get to be completely vulnerable, express everything that's swirling inside, and work through those tangled emotions. So, what are some concrete ways journaling can actually help you level up your emotional game? Here are 5 key takeaways. First off, journaling is like hitting the refresh button for your mind. When we bottle up our feelings, they tend to fester and build into bigger problems down the road. By getting those thoughts out on paper, you're literally releasing them from your internal prison. It's like clearing out clutter in your mental space, making room for clarity and peace. Second, journaling helps you identify patterns in your behavior and reactions. Ever notice how you get snappy when stressed or withdraw when feeling insecure? Journaling can reveal these recurring themes, helping you understand what triggers certain emotions and giving you the power to make conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively. Third, it's a powerful tool for self-reflection and growth. By analyzing your thoughts and feelings, you start to see things from different perspectives. It's like stepping outside yourself and observing your own emotional landscape. This kind of introspection can lead to profound insights about who you are, what you value, and what truly matters in life. Fourth, journaling can be a fantastic way to track your progress and celebrate your wins. Whether it's overcoming a fear, achieving a goal, or simply having a good day, capturing these positive moments helps reinforce your sense of accomplishment and fuels your motivation to keep going. And finally, remember that journaling is all about authenticity. There are no right or wrong answers here. Just be honest with yourself, pour out your heart onto the page, and let go of any judgment. The more open and vulnerable you are, the deeper your insights will be. Think about it like this. Imagine you're a superhero, but instead of using X-ray vision or super strength, you have the power to understand your own emotions and use them to your advantage. Journaling is like your secret training manual, helping you develop that emotional superpower and become the best version of yourself. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, feeling stressed about a looming deadline. Your mind is racing, thoughts are jumbled, and your boss just dropped another unexpected task on your plate. What do you do? Do you bottle it all up, snapping at colleagues and losing focus? Or do you take 5 minutes to jot down your feelings in a journal? Maybe you write, feeling overwhelmed by the workload right now. Need to prioritize tasks and find ways to manage stress better. Just getting those thoughts out on paper can already lighten the mental load and give you clarity. So, what's the takeaway here? Journaling isn't just about writing, it's about creating space for self-awareness, processing emotions, and ultimately, becoming more mindful of your own inner world. It's a powerful tool that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with greater resilience, strength, and authenticity. Ready to unlock the power within? Grab that notebook or open up that document, and let the journey begin. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little emotional fitness boost. And until next time, keep it mindful, gentlemen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.